727.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We're here six nights a week, although on your radio station, we might not be on all six nights. And if that's the case and you want that to change, just call your local station and talk to the program director and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live all six nights. And by the way, we're on from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so we're going to be here for another hour live, and then our 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a time warp hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we, again, want to hear from you about anything, whether it be a personal issue, whether it be political, something you just want to get off your chest. We are here from you, and we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And as much as we really like to get personal issues, personal problems, and that sort of thing, they just haven't been happening recently for Free Talk Live.
No, it's been election, and
right.
I think that the new phases, the shows going through, people have been less likely to send in their personal problems. But we have one this evening.
We do have one. This one came in from George. I'm just going to summarize what he says in his email. George is 28 years old, and he is currently interested in a 19-year-old girl who's getting ready to graduate from high school. Now, he's interested in starting a relationship. He's not just talking about having sexual relations with this girl. He's actually wanting to get into a relationship with her.
Okay.
His parents are a little bit concerned.
Okay.
And, of course, he's 28, didn't live at home anymore or anything like that. But nonetheless, I guess he's talked about it with his parents, and they are registering some concern. So he wanted to ask us how we felt about it. How do we feel basically he's asking, how do we feel about that kind of a 10-year differential, especially on the younger side, when you're dealing with someone who's 19 years old?
Well, first I'd like to ask our listeners, I'd encourage them to call in and tell us what they think about this.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231.
I have had a situation like this myself. I got out of a long-term relationship, and I guess my rebound relationship was a relationship with a girl who was 11 years my junior.
Mm.
I was, 31, 32, and she was 19.
Mm.
So I guess 31, 19.
Gotcha. So you were definitely in the same camp then, as George.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. And I would say that it would have to be a very special girl, because mostly...
Like special?
Or George could be special in that regard,
okay,
too. I would say that she... That what you're looking for in a relationship, hopefully, is somebody that you potentially have the desire to spend the rest of your life with. That's a way to look at it.
Somebody that you want to be able to sit down and talk to, someone that you want to be able to relate with.
For me, I wasn't connecting to that person as an equal.
You were connecting with her in other ways.
It was... Right, it was the relationship wasn't, but she probably was never going to be my wife.
Gotcha.
I wasn't connecting to her as an equal. Her opinion didn't matter to me on subjects, because I figured she's just a dumb kid.
She hasn't had the chance to experience life yet.
When
her opinions.
When she talked about things, often her opinion annoyed me, because it was...
Really?
But I'm just saying that's how it was for me. I'm saying that being annoyed shows how...
But to be fair, you haven't been with all the 19-year-old females in the
world. I have
not.
I'm just saying that's
what
he
said. She has to be special,
right? I'm just being fair on this,
right?
And this is how it was for me. For me, a 19-year-old when I was 31 was a kid,
right.
And like the worst part of the relationship was I had to listen to her.
Now, what was the best part?
I'm not going to tell you what
I was
the
looking
best
at
part
her, right? And that whole
she was a very attractive girl,
and that's why I think a lot of guys are probably attracted to somebody like that.
There's
a
lot of attractive 28-year-olds out there.
Oh, absolutely.
George.
Absolutely.
They probably won't put up with your crap as long as a 19-year-old will, I'll tell you that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe there could be some benefits then to this.
In putting up your crap? You could be allowed to be more juvenile longer. That's not a good benefit.
Okay, good point.
Not a real benefit.
Good point.
My personal... Like, if I had to do it all over again... Well, it depends on what my long-term goals were.
But you knew pretty quick. I mean, how soon did you know, after you met this 19-year-old, how soon did you know that this just wasn't going to be a long-term thing?
It went for a year, just to make it clear.
So, okay, even though it went for a year, at what point did you realize that this just isn't going to work
out? I probably sank the relationship within the first 3 weeks.
Sank it?
What do you mean? Sank it. Mentally sank the relationship.
Okay, basically saying I'm just going to hang on and utilize the relationship is what...
Yeah, it's not a very nice way to put it, but it's pretty close.
Well, you're a man, and you know we all have a certain drive, don't we? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As long as you treated her nice in that year, I don't think there's a problem with that.
I suppose.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. What do you think? Do you think that a 9 or 10 year differential in age, especially on the lower end of the scale, makes a difference? Now, what about when we get up to 60 years old and 50 years old? Then it doesn't make much of a difference then, do you think?
No, I don't. I think that...
Or maybe a 60-year-old might tell us different, in which case we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231.
Well, you know, women live longer, so maybe they should... Women should date 50-year-old men so that they'll both live the same amount of time.
You mean a 60-year-old woman dating a 50-year-old man?
Yeah, 60-year-old woman should date a 50-year-old man.
It's an interesting idea.
So that they would, you know, live the same amount of time.
I don't know if the man would, you know, want a relationship. Like, do you think most... here's an interesting question. Do you think
50-year-old women should date 60-year-old men so that they get out of their hair relatively quickly?
Okay. Do you think that most, as far as relationships, that more men are with... women who are older than them or younger than them?
I would say that the majority is men...
or same age within a year or two.
Probably men dating younger women.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just more socially accepted. And women mature quicker in, you know, youth as far as... I'd say on up to their 30s, women are maturing faster than men.
Interesting.
So therefore... you know, that's been accepted. All the marriages that are out there, the vast majority of them are probably, or at least a large portion of them are probably older man, younger woman.
My response to George on this would be, again, George is a 28-year-old male interested in a female who's about ready to graduate high school, and she happens to be 19 years old. So we've got almost a 10-year age differential there. And he's concerned about possibly getting into a relationship with this girl. He's interested in it, seriously interested in it, but he's, you know, he's wondering if anyone else out there has any opinions. And my opinion is, I say, you know what? Hey, it's life. Go ahead and give it a shot. Find out what she's all about. You know, don't commit to marrying her. Don't get married to the girl after 2 months or anything like that. Give it a good chunk of time, and by a chunk, I mean a few years before you decide to do anything drastic like marriage. But by all means, it can't hurt to get into the relationship, can it, Manwich? Unless she's totally batty.
It could hurt her. Like, if you've got to, he's got to look at, why is he getting in the relationship? Is he getting in the relationship because the girl's really hot? She's a hot 19-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, he's got to look at, is that going to be good for her?
What is what going to be good for her?
Well, if he's just getting in the relationship because she's a hot 19-year-old, that's not really cool.
Does anyone really get into a relationship wondering about, you know, thinking about whether it's going to be good for that other person?
I think that the responsible person would look at that, yes.
Okay.
I would definitely look at that. I know what my motivations are. If my motivations are, you know, the girl's just attractive, I would look at it twice. In my more mature state, I would look at it twice. I wouldn't.
And why is that? Because it's just not worth the effort, or you don't want to tear, you don't want to pull at anybody's heartstrings unnecessarily?
It's not fair to them, I don't think.
I see. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on this, we do want to hear from you, and George wants to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Should you date somebody who's 10 years younger than you if you're 28 years old? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and that means that you can change the topic if you want, so take control.
You want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of. Just dial us up and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political, anything goes. It is your show. So, Manwich, what do you got to talk about tonight, since we finally burned through these emails here?
Well, the Peterson, Scott Peterson case out of San Francisco has sort of been... It's now, they've found the guy guilty, this guy of these wicked crimes.
Okay.
Where he apparently killed his wife, and it looks like that. It really looks like he killed his wife. He was in the, he went fishing, and a couple of days, you know, apparently within a couple of days he went fishing, mm-hmm. His wife came missing, they could prove his wife was missing, and then 4 months later she comes floating out of the same body of water that he had gone fishing in. That's just one piece of evidence.
Pretty damning, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty damning. It looks like the sick guy killed his wife. And now the good folks in California I have to decide these people in the jury, and I have to decide whether or not they want to kill him, gas chamber or whatever it is that they're going to use, probably lethal injection. It used to be gas chamber in California, but now it's going to be lethal injection. So now they have to decide to institute this. Now, California almost never kills anybody.
Right. Thank goodness.
Well, I'm with you on that, but at the same time, you know, they've got people sitting on death row, so they have to make up their mind, decide that what they're going to do, and, you know, go from there. And I sort of wanted people to call in and say what they, you know, felt on the Scott Peterson case. I mean, this guy was a vicious, vicious killer, and, I personally don't believe in the death penalty. I don't think anybody should get it.
Okay.
But, I want people to call in and vent their frustrations on the Scott Peterson case. See what they think.
I wish I had a comment, but I really don't know a damn thing about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I just know that it's been going on. It's been a big deal that people have been paying attention to. But why do they choose his case over all the other murder cases in the country? What made his case a standout?
You've got, like, the pregnant wife angle.
Okay.
You know, and it's particularly gruesome, and the evidence is...
How did the girl die?
Apparently, he strangled her to death in their house and then took her out to the San Francisco Bay and dropped her in the bay.
Just strangle. Okay, strangling is not that gruesome.
Well,
when you cut somebody's bowels open and spread them over the wall, then that's
gruesome.
That was
kind of... Well, oh, it gets gross. The child was apparently found, like, her belly was cut open and the child was, like, out and... It was really gross. What I don't understand is why more sea creatures in the San Francisco Bay over a four-month period of time didn't eat her.
Hmm.
You know? Sea creatures are pretty quick on the draw.
Yeah.
And but anyway, apparently he's in the they're in the penalty phase, and now they're prancing by all the ministers and high school friends and all that stuff saying, "Please don't kill Scotty. We love him." You know? It's kind of it's a sad little menagerie that always happens whenever you have a... you know, death penalty case.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the captain of the high school golf team, you know, apparently sang to seniors at an old folks' home on Sundays. He distributed clothes and food in Tijuana. He was at his, there was his best friend there.
What was the defense's point? I mean, did the defense make a suggestion as to who might have done it, or, you know, what was their angle on this whole thing?
That the evidence was circumstantial, that kind of thing.
But I guess the jury disagreed.
Apparently they did. Often they do. If you just defend, you know, like that, the fact is, this guy, it really looks like this guy did it. I mean,
1-800-259-9231. But then again, you know, if he didn't do it and he gets locked up and gets put to death, that's a real tragedy, isn't it?
I think it is. And here's a point that I've always felt like is so important when dealing with the death penalty is there are 117 people since 1971 when the death penalty became once again constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
It was stopped in like 68 or something like that and then became constitutional again in 71. 117 people have been released from death rows across the United States because they've been exonerated. Now that's since 1971. That doesn't mean we're not talking about DNA evidence in all cases. All right? I mean, all the guys on death row that are going to be released because of DNA evidence didn't just get off one time, and now they're never going to have anybody who's not guilty on death row again. You know, the numbers just continue to go along. 117 people that we would have killed
are now out.
We made a mistake. Whoops. Sorry. 117 people. Sorry.
So
it's not like it was one time.
The question is, how many of the people who have been killed,
right,
the hundreds, if not, I don't know how many, maybe thousands of people that America has put to death over the many years that it has had the death penalty, how many of those people were innocent?
Absolutely. If we made a mistake 117 times since 1971 and made 117 people guilty of murder and were sentenced them to death and then made the mistake and changed our minds... Obviously, we sentenced some to death and made a mistake and killed them anyway.
How do you feel about that? Should the death penalty? Are you saying the death penalty should be abolished?
I'm afraid that only when man becomes psychic should we have the death penalty.
That's not going to ever happen.
I don't think that there's a particular stance that the Libertarian Party has on the death penalty. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Mine is that until man's perfect, until we can see things with God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go going around killing people. The only biblical evidence that you can find for death penalty is Old Testament. And if you believe in the Bible, you believe that Jesus came to free us from the law. So we're not under the Old Testament anymore. We're under the New Testament.
Man, if I Jesus freeing us from the law, he's I never heard it put that way.
That's true.
1-800-259-9231. So how do you feel? Do you listeners think that the death penalty should be abolished? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Or if you are totally bored to tears by that topic, change it. It's up to you. It's your show. And we just actually had an email roll through here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject line is, will you discuss this? And it's from Terry. He says, listening to the show for the first time, live in Missouri, but outside the Kansas City listening area. Anyway, will you guys talk about this? Chemtrails. We have an abundance of the things most days
trails?
Here. Yeah, I haven't done any research on this because it sounds a little bit kooky in my opinion, but the allegation is that the government or somebody is flying planes and dropping experimental sorts of chemicals on the populace in order to see what happens to them or something. Okay. I don't really know what the allegations...
Somebody's spraying us with chemicals.
That's right. That's
they
the allegation.
They usually announce malathion, you know.
Oh, the malathion thing was a... I don't think they did that around the country,
okay.
But yeah, they did announce it one time when they really did spray us with chemicals here, and everybody knew about it. I mean, everybody knew about it. It wasn't just this little thing you hear about occasionally on the kooky shows. You know, that everyone knew that malathion was being sprayed.
Yeah,
I mean, the planes
idea.
Were there. They were loud.
It's a bad idea to spray the citizenry with chemicals. I'll go on the record with that.
Oh, it's terrible, especially considering we're not consenting to it at all. But anyway, he says that he apparently has done some research on it. He says the talk radio in his area won't talk about it. Neither will the weatherman on TV, or so I'm told, because I don't watch TV. He's done some research on it, and he says that the government stance seems to go from that it's not happening at all to that it's for cloud cover to protect us from ozone depletion, which sounds like that last reason sounds like total BS. We're going to come back, though. We'll explore this a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Really, it's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Politics, personal items, whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. We've got this email here we're reading from Terry. He emailed us, and the email address for you is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. Don't forget, at freetalklive.com, you can get interactive with us on the bulletin board system, in the chat room. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We also, I don't think we mentioned yet, our archives are online. 6 days worth of the show, all there for you for free at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days worth, always sitting there for you, just waiting.
You know, any other radio show, If you want to listen to the past shows, like they might stream their show, but if you want to listen to past shows, you've got to pay
$6 a month.
You know, $5.95,
something like that. Yeah,
$4.95, $10.95. Just depends on the show what they feel their show's worth. Not on ours.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that. Wait a minute. That doesn't make it that ours isn't worth anything necessarily.
Did I make it sound like that?
I was just saying it did.
On our website, ours is totally free. It's Free Talk Live, and everything's free.
Well, yes, exactly. Except the advertising.
Yeah, if you want to advertise, you're going to have to, you know, help us out.
Exactly.
Keep us on the air.
1-800-259-9231. So, Terry has emailed us, and he's asking us if we'll talk about chemtrails. Sure, we'll talk about it. It sounds kind of kooky to me. He says that he's done some research, and apparently the government claims that it's either not happening at all, or that they are doing it, and it's for cloud cover to protect us from ozone depletion. Which, I mean, if that's really what they're saying, then that just sounds totally laughable.
Yeah, that's...
Because that whole ozone depletion thing is BS in the first place.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Let me finish this up. It's pretty short. He says, have read that there are over 700 planes spreading this stuff worldwide. Of course, I don't think he knows what it is, and we certainly don't, if it's even happening. He says that they are military planes, allegedly. What I know is that when they fly over our area for a while, I have respiratory distress when I get outside.
How do you know that they're flying over the area?
I guess he's seen that. He's seen it happen.
Okay.
Is this stuff great or what? Lots of info on the internet, but I'm not sure that all of it is accurate. That's good. You should always question everything that you read. And he says, what do you guys know about this? Are you getting sprayed on a regular basis down there? Does it affect the weather when you notice the chemtrails? It seems to rain within a couple of days when it happens here. I would call to talk about this, but I'm listening on the net, and I have dial-up. Sorry. Thanks for being there. Well, thank you for listening.
It always rains within a couple of days, though. I mean,
yeah, around the Tampa Bay area here.
I mean, in general, rain comes...
I wonder what they consider chemtrails, because every airplane leaves a trail behind
the contrails?
Is that what they're called?
They're called contrails.
Right. I wonder if that's what they're seeing, or is it like something that's colored differently? I don't really know anything about it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm here in Michigan, and we have the chemtrails a lot.
What is it? Can you describe what a chemtrail is?
Well, a condensation trail is, like, you know, from moisture or whatever.
Right.
I don't know all the science behind it. But the chemtrails, the clouds will leave like a chemtrail behind it, but they'll go wide, and they're stringy. They're not like a cloud. It's not like moisture in the air. And I was working construction. I was watching the sky. It's here in Michigan like crazy. And
why are they gassing the people in Michigan?
I'm not sure what's in them.
Okay.
But I seen two planes at the same elevation almost exactly. And one was going one way, and the other one was a bit off on the side, but they're the same size.
Don't planes usually travel at the same elevations? Don't they, you know, like pick certain like areas? It seems like
certain
planes travel at certain heights. Like, so two 747s would naturally travel at about the same height.
Yeah, and this one had the condensation.
Are these
trails.
Wait, Steve? Are these like crop dusters? What kind of planes are these?
No, it's like a jet, big jet.
Jets. Okay.
And it's the one that had the contrails. It had it came off the plane like it was clear. You couldn't really see it, and then it started with the moisture trail behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was kicking out the chemtrails, it was right off the wings. And the contrail ones, they just disappeared. You know, it just like a little bit more than the size of the plane, and then they just sort of fainted out.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that were the chemtrails, they just went, kept going.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Now, I've seen airplanes flying in the sky a lot, and the contrail doesn't just disappear right away. It tends to hang around in the sky for a while until the wind blows it apart and it just kind of evaporates over time. It's not a quick process necessarily.
Yeah, I think it depends on the elevation, the temperature, and stuff like
okay.
that. But the chemtrails, I was there outside all day, and it was there for at least 4 hours. I've seen them over our skies here, and they'll last all day long. They'll just keep spreading out and spreading out, and if you look at them, they're real stringy, you know.
Stringy.
Instead of being like, you know, like a condensation trail or cloud where it's puffy and sort of
brown. What do you
brown.
Think that, so you don't really, you just kind of have an idea that this is going on. You don't really have any sort of theory as to why it might be going on?
Well, they had an article in one county, I forget what state it was, it was an Alex Jones show.
Uh-huh.
I've read about them before, and they tested it, and they said it had aluminum.
What did they test?
And blood, the condensation trail. They had a plane go up there and, you know, I guess like a weatherman would do and collect some of the stuff from the cloud.
Wait a minute. How could they possibly do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm no aviation expert or anything like that. But what are you going to do, hold a baggie outside the window and kind of...
Well, I know they do that kind of stuff for weather testing. They do have planes that go out like in hurricanes and stuff.
It would seem to me that NOAA wouldn't go up and test. I mean, NOAA's a
Wait, who did the testing?
Well, I mean, it hangs there for you know, I don't remember the details on it. It was an article. It was an Alex Jones show.
Uh-huh.
And I read about them before. They got a couple of sites out there and weatherman.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, you can tell by looking at them. You don't have to be a scientist to see a cloud and then see that it's moisture and then see another cloud where it's stringy. I mean, it connects. I mean, if you read up on it, it's right in your face. If you don't pay any attention to it, but if you,
it must be
Michigan,
something they're doing in Michigan because I've never seen it ever.
Oh, it's big in Michigan. I mean,
uh-huh.
All over the place. It's stringy.
Steve, have you ever heard the saying that once you tell a secret to somebody, it's not a secret anymore?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm wondering. Is they've got seven, according to this,
according
to email, there's 700 planes worldwide spraying chemtrails. And if they've been doing it for, say, 30 years, you can imagine what it's like to try to staff a company that would have 700 pilots, or, you know, actually, you'd have to have two, so 1,400 pilots, a pilot, a co-pilot. Let's just say that
I think they're claiming this is the government. They're claiming this is the government.
Well, I'm just saying that even if it is the government, you've got a whole bunch. Thousands and thousands of people that have been involved in this over
mm-hmm.
time. You think one or two or
maybe one of them would come out.
Half of them would come out and say, "We've been bad. We've been thinking about it, and we've been gassing America for the last 30 years."
Well, there's certainly plenty of people that came out about Agent Orange and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. When the government, you know, provable, we were doing things.
And
like
they
that.
Always, you know, when somebody comes out like this, they can get protection. They usually go to the news and they put the lights in the background and they silhouette the person, and so you can't. And then they change. You know, they use voice changing technology, and so of course that's not the right changing technology, but
something.
Yeah, they modify the person's voice so that way nobody can identify who the person is that's coming out. And so that's a good question, man. Why is it that no one has really come out and given us some real concrete evidence, given us some real expertise saying, I was one of those pilots, I did fly those planes, and I did release urine all over the population or whatever.
Steve, thanks for your call.
Thanks, dude. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, and we want to hear from you as well. And if you want to comment on this or change the topic to something completely different, you have the freedom to do that on this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is your show. Take control, bring up anything you want. We're going to go right back to the phones, back to the fun. John in Philadelphia, you're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hi, Don. Glad to be here.
Excellent,
I just happened to listen to your last caller about chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I was surprised that you weren't really too familiar with that.
Oh, I've heard about him before. I just thought it's total bunk.
Well, there's a Clifford Carnicom. He has a site. They've been looking at this, studying this for a while.
Everybody has a website.
Well, this is the major one. I think one of the earlier ones, which they have documented evidence as far as what it actually contains.
Oh, yeah?
There's barium. There's a metal particles. They've got analysis. And the reason how they got their analysis is because when the planes fly too low, these clouds turn into like a spiderweb substance, and they actually have captured them, collect some of this information.
Why are they spraying it?
Well, there's a lot of theories. First, they say one theory, because of the metal that's in these clouds, they're trying to say it's supposed to reduce or help inhibit global warming.
That's bunk.
I know that is. I'm saying that is too.
Okay, because global warming is bunk. That's why bunk.
I understand. I understand too. But there's many other theories.
What is the one you believe, John?
One do I believe?
Yeah.
I think it's set up by the pharmaceutical and medical corporations because I think we remember in 1998, this is when I think it became popular because I believe that it started in 1998 because I remember television ads coming on saying if you had certain symptoms, flu-like symptoms, call this 1-800 number. And this I distinctly remember. And what happened...
Maybe they were testing a flu vaccination.
Well, it could have been. That's why I believe it's the medical community is behind that. Of course, other co-conspirators, too. But I really do believe that the impetus behind this thing is something to do with global population and depopulation. Because it's these...
Well, if they wanted to get rid of population, they shouldn't be spraying the United States, they should be spraying China.
Well, it's all over the world. I'm just saying, when I say global, I mean...
And bullets work a lot better.
It is happening all over the world.
And if you want to take care of population,
why only in Michigan?
Better.
Why only in Michigan?
It's not just in Michigan. It's all over. It's in Philadelphia, too. I'm from Philly.
Uh-huh.
And I look up every now and then. I make a comment. And I said, these guys are at it again. And the clouds, they're not regular clouds. There's something in those clouds. And according to Carnicom, this is a site.
Uh-huh.
And according to his analysis, they've actually analyzed dried blood particles.
Blood particles.
They got pictures of this stuff.
Are they trying to give us all AIDS? Is that what's going on?
I won't say that. I think it's some kind of experiment.
So
of
you
course.
Think that you think? Let me see if I understand this. You think that they're spraying us with these chemicals, so therefore we get sick, and then we have to buy some pills to make ourselves better. Is that right?
That's just one of the theories.
It's an interesting theory. Of course, there's nothing whatsoever to back it up.
There's many theories about that. And,
yes.
And the thing that there's another theory about the because of the medical the metal parts or medical particles in those clouds has something to do with global communication. That's another theory too, based on the HARP. You ever heard of the HARP?
Electromagnetic
device up in Alaska. And that's there. It has pictures of it. It has something to do with communication. Now, I'm not sure exactly how all this is supposed to work, but I know.
Well, anyway, I think you know whatever the reasons are. Allegedly, it's just if it's true, and I certainly have not been convinced. If it's true, then it's just another reason for us to reduce the size of government.
Well, I agree with that too.
All right, sure. John. Anything else on your mind today?
No, I just wanted to say my little bit about chemtrails. And
thank you, John. Thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate it. And thanks for your email, by the way. You're the John that emailed us.
Oh yes.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Can I say one more thing about that, too?
Sure.
On the chemtrails, there are reports that these chemtrails do give symptoms once a person has been exposed. They do give symptoms.
Well, sure. Psychosomatic things,
Oh, it's flu. It's flu-like symptoms. And
it could be psychosomatic symptoms as well. They could be somebody who's freaked out easily. They know about chemtrails. They see the chemtrails and think, oh, no, I'm being hit by chemtrails. And all of a sudden they come down with a cold. I mean, that's...
I understand that, but these are normal colds. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of people have written into different sites and talked about different symptoms they've had.
Sure, and there's plenty of people that claim they've been abducted by aliens.
Yeah, I believe that too. Well, I'll just say this. Well, I did see a UFO in 1962, so I know they exist. Anyway,
right.
Have a good day.
And you were also on acid. 1-800-25- Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show.
What's the name of the website that the Cubist, whatever website?
Oh, timecube.com.
Timecube.com.
He's got plenty of evidence.
I'll tell you. That's all you need. If you ever want to hear, if you think that there's chemtrails, go to timecube.com.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Our government bought up a lot of the private satellite imagery from the Afghan theater when we first invaded after 9/11. And there were pictures after that, or right as that occurred, before they bought it, that showed rows of jet contrails with J hooks in them. And you can go into James.com, I believe it's where I saw it.
Uh-huh.
They use barium salts as high frequency radio pathways, and that's where people are getting all this theory from. This is not an unknown thing.
So are you saying that this is not dangerous, but it's...
Well, I don't know if it's... Damn, it's barium. I mean, it's a radioactive isotope of barium.
And they're using it for increasing
high-frequency pathways, yes. It provides like a corridor.
Why not just crank up the wattage and raise the antenna height?
not in high frequency. The atmosphere can degrade high frequencies over distance. And, of course, you're dealing...
Interesting theory.
Well, it's not a theory. I mean,
well, Michael, if you have more, hang on. 1-800-259, because you didn't have much time. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about crazy stuff on Free Talk Live. Actually, anything goes. You change the topic if you want. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066. Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. We're talking about what one person on the internet has labeled kook trails. Mm-hmm. He says it's a term that he's coined for the latest retarded fad in UFOologist conspiracy circles. UFO conspiracy kooks prefer the term chemtrails, but I prefer to use the more honest name. Kook trails are the contrails, or condensation trails, that are left behind by airplanes. That's it. UFO kooks like Art Bell and Chuck Schramek have a spread of rumor that these condensation trails are something more. Something sinister. Why, these kook trails are nothing less than a full-fledged government conspiracy to poison our air. In January 2000, apparently the guy wrote to this Chuck Schramek, who's apparently one of the nation's premier purveyors of UFO BS, according to this guy. And basically wrote this guy and let him have it. But I don't know, I still stand pretty unconvinced on this one, because I've never seen them, and, well, how can you say that it's...
If it was a government conspiracy, which I don't believe the government's smart enough to do it.
Here's what I think it is. One of our callers made the suggestion that it was the pharmaceutical companies that were doing it, so we'd have to buy some medication. Well, how come it's not the other way around? Why couldn't it be the chemtrail protection companies? You know how some of those there's companies out there that advertise, like, you know, you've seen the chemtrails in the sky, now buy our chemtrail protection mask for $79.99, that sort of thing. How do we know it's not them that's doing it? They're trying to scare up some business, maybe. I mean, if it's believable that pharmaceutical companies would do it, I think it's equally believable that those people would do it, right?
Get Michael offline one.
Oh, yeah, Michael, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Well, the AP8 and or JP8 and JP9 jet fuels, they started switching over civilian airplanes to that domestically when the airlines, I think, started having financial trouble.
Okay.
So they're not burning the same type of fuel as they used to, and that could account for some of it. All I'm saying is that there is something to all these little theories that people are talking about. We know the government's worked on binary biological agents, and so people can say, well, they must be spraying out, you know, some kind of a first part of a binary agent that would give us immunity to some kind of population reduction scheme that they've got, or vice versa. But the military has developed these sprays that they could spray out for high frequency radio pathways on over battlefields to make sure the communications have more
interesting
signal levels. So that, I mean, you can research that. You can research HARP. It does exist. Now, whether or not they're laying a blanket of, you know, so that they can do weather modification or whatever. The Russians openly have commercialized their weather modification. There's been major media articles on that where you can pay them $1 million and they'll either make it rain or make it not rain, you know, over your event.
What?
Michael, I think one of the reasons that people like the alien stories is because they're fun. You know, like, it's fun to read it. And I wonder if this falls into that category. Like, you know, it's fun for me when I play Trivial Pursuit and I answer a question that nobody else knows the answer to. You know, like, I know what the word fructicated means and nobody else knows the answer. And I wonder,
we're out of time, Manwich. We're out of time, and our next hour is a time warp hour. But Michael, thanks for the call, and we're gonna be back tomorrow night with another live show from 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Talk about chemtrails!
U.S. Golden